The Workshop Downtown Podcast with
Ashley Ayala
and Kelly Bennett. This is a weekly podcast for people seeking to build a cool brand, business, lifestyle, and impact. Each week, we'll talk shop about the real behind the scenes of being a small business owner. We'll also talk to local change makers, interview people we adore, and just share about things that we dig. Hey everyone, we are back for a really cool episode. So in the Workshop Downtown, we have weeks where we do personal mentoring. And they're my favorite, I think.
Yeah, they're really fun. We get to sit down one-to-one, but it's like two-to-one.
Both Ashley and I sit down with people.
Yeah, and we try to just gauge where people are at in terms of reaching their goals and how we can assist them. We brainstorm a little bit.
Yeah.
Like last week was pretty fun. We got to brainstorm about some branding things and social media ideas for people to try and just grow from where they're at. And kind of get some feedback on new ideas that they have.
Exactly. And what's really cool is that Ashley and I are both creative directors. So you have two creative directors both looking at the same project, but we always have different ideas, but they always go together well,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. And what I've seen too is people being so inspired because we both come from two different experiences, but the way that it all blends with their ideas, I think, has been really cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. So we love personal mentoring.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have the podcast episodes reflect what we're doing in the Workshop Downtown. So we asked for questions. We came across a really good question that touches on both of our experiences in our personal and professional experience. And here it is. This is the question we got from a marketing student at UNLV, and she wanted to know how to become a creative director. And I thought that was such a good question because Ashley and I are both creative directors. It's still a term that is catching on,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's hard to articulate exactly what a creative director is. And off the podcast, we were talking about it, and we got both really fired up about it. So this is our conversation about it. So Ashley, for you, what is a creative director? How do you explain your career as a creative director? Like, how do you break that down?
So I want to preface with, like Kelly said, we were talking before we started recording about what a creative director does. And I actually had never had any direct experience with someone that was a creative director until I met Kelly.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. So,
oh, thanks.
So when I met her, I was like, oh, that's so cool. She's a creative director. Like, she just, like, has these creative ideas and just tells her staff, like, you know, go and do that and, you know, put that painting there. I have this vision and I'm going to make it happen. And so for me, I had been using the term curator at Sister House mm-hmm. for me because I was curating products. And now that I'm kind of realizing it is more of creative direction that I'm doing, the going from curator, so let me explain first, I guess.
Yes.
Curator is more of taking products. For me, through Sister House, I scout artists, I scout socially responsible brands. I bring all of those products that I feel have an aesthetic that is pleasing and cohesive, and I put those into the Sister House Collective shop. So that's what I was doing as a curator, and bringing in local artists and, you know, kind of just curating a product box that was, you know, something we do for a specific holiday or event. And then, so now looking at creative direction after having a store, I realize it's a lot about the experience. Mm-hmm. And so when I met Kelly and thought like, oh, this, you know, creative director, she's just like creatively directing everyone around her. That's so cool. I realized like there is so much to it, and it's not just like having creative ideas and directing people.
It's a lot.
It's creating, like creatively coming up with solutions to problems
mm-hmm.
and creating an experience for people. And that is like on so many levels. So it can get as in depth as like what Kelly does, where she's a vegetarian and she's planning pop-up lunches, pop-up events, pop-up shops, pop-up yoga, you know, all of these, you know, from the uniforms that they wear and all of this. So through Sister House, for me as a creative director, kind of what I am realizing I'm doing is coming up with creative solutions to problems, and just still curating the brands and the artists that are in the shop, but also the experiences. So workshops and events and bringing women together and now collaborating with other artists. So using this creative position to really...
bring it all home.
Yeah, bring it all home and bring it all into a brand that I want people to experience this full brand. So it's not just about, oh, here's a conscious marketplace, but it's about... here are lifestyle tips that I can give you. Here's a blog where I can share information and try and educate you. Here's a workshop that I'm putting on or collaborating with another artist to put on. Here's, you know, this event that
even
we're
throwing. Even your social
media. Social media.
That's part of the creative direction and the cool videos that you just gave me a sneak peek about, which is really cool. That's part of the creative direction. Even the writing of the copy that will go with the video, that will go with the social media post. Like, to me, too, that's all the creative direction.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. And knowing, too, because now I've always worked for myself, and it's been just me and then my sister. When we first started, she would help me out a lot with events. And when we first started, I think I mentioned before on the podcast, we were making our own items to sell until we could partner with these socially conscious brands. But so now that I have apprentices, I'm teaching them about how important that is to stick with the brand. So look, like actually studying the verbiage. And I know Vegination and with Brave Company and with Kelly Bennett, all of your social media platforms as well have a very cohesive verbiage.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. That just made my day.
And I know, yeah.
Because I'm obsessive.
Oh, I know. But, it shows because it's so cohesive.
Sleep over it when I don't feel like it is cohesive. So thank you so much.
It is very cohesive. And that's something really cool. I totally have, taken from you is like, and I've told my apprentices, like, okay, let's look at the verbiage. It's got to be on brand. And people are going to know if it's not me writing it. So now if we're going to have a team at Sister House Collective, we all have to be on the same page of like, this is how, you know, is it formal? Is it informal? What kinds of words do we use? What are the buzzwords that is on, you know, Sister House Collective social media? And so.
Thank you so much. That was very nice. Because I think that about Sister House Collective, it's so clean and cohesive and modern. So you're also like my vision board of what I look up to. Yeah, for sure. And how I like to explain what a creative director is, it's the person responsible for creating the brand, which is the look, feel, and vibe of the business, and also the brand experience. So from every touch point someone engages with your brand, there's a certain desired outcome that you want. Mm-hmm. And really, as a creative director, you're going over all those points, thinking them through, creating what you would love to have as the desired outcome, and then putting all the pieces together to make sure it happens.
Absolutely.
So that's what I call a creative director. It's funny, in the Las Vegas market, when I started calling myself a creative director, because for a while it was like, I do marketing, I do social media, I create products, I blog. I don't know, partnered in a restaurant. Like, it just felt very all over the place, and people are like, I don't understand what you do. What do you do?
Yeah, and you're like, but it all works
but
together.
But I was like, but it all, I'm like drawing circles and like writing like a diagram out for them, and they're like, okay, that's cute, but we just don't understand. And that's challenging, especially when you want to grow your own company and no one knows what the hell you're doing. A little hard to get business.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, cool. Because I was also coaching people, but it was like on Skype and like this whole thing. So I like the creative director term because I think it is this more holistic vision of like bringing all the pieces together to create a brand and a brand experience. Mm-hmm. And for someone who's just starting out, what would be some tips for you, from you, of how to go about that? And how to navigate that career. Because it can be a feeling all over the place, but it really is a real position. And I've noticed more and more companies are bringing on creative directors.
It's so important. And I feel like the vision of a business has to be very clear. Especially so for this girl who had asked, I would say like you have to know the brand that you want to start. And you don't have to know every touch point yet of the brand experience. But seeing your big vision, like you talked about in our last workshop, having your big vision and your mission kind of at the top of everything, all your decisions that you make.
Absolutely.
Like, that would be, I think, the first step for me, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, have that and then go make your creative decisions based off of that.
Absolutely. And I would say, too, make a decision of, do you want to just get experience? Do you want to work for an ad agency? Do you want to work for a marketing firm? Maybe you want to do some internships. I would say, too, apprentice. Mm-hmm. Apprentice Absolutely. For a creative director like Ashley or myself. Because then you get to see what it really looks like behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see, if you like it. Because you have to also be this, like, translator from the, say, the creative world of working with graphic designers, web designers, musicians, artists, and then also, too, you have to talk about, like, the profit, yeah, your P&L, and, like, all the business stuff. You're going to have to talk shop in that world, too. So I always see the creative director as someone who has to jump in and out of both worlds, and that could be challenging. Some people just want to stay in the creative world, totally get it, and some people just want to look at the financials and, you know, more of the operations, which I totally get too. Mm-hmm. But the creative director needs to do both. So I think apprenticing for a small business, because when you have a small business, you have to wear all the hats. Like, you don't have a choice. Now, Veggie Nation is growing, which is really cool. And, like, it's bigger than me at this point, bigger than Chef. So now we have, like, four partners, and those four partners bring a lot to the table. So now there's, like, more division. I'm able to see even clearer now what a creative director does in the whole scheme of running a company, which is cool. But I think apprenticing and getting a taste of different things and being flexible with it.
Well, and too, I want to point out, like, yes, your past experience does influence probably the approach you have in the beginning to creative direction. So if you're a journalist, it's going to be a little bit different. Like, my background was in social work. So for me, coming into creative direction, it's really based in social issues. Mm. And so a lot of my creative direction is going to revolve around that experience that I had and my mission and vision, which is about social justice issues in a creative way, you know, and bringing women together.
That's for a great point.
You know, the goal of the greater good and having women support each other. And, like, for you, knowing marketing, like, that's such an integral part of, and that's something I had to learn coming into creative direction.
I think that's a great point, because when you come more from the business side into it, you have to learn more of the creative world, or if you come more from the mission creative world, then you have to learn the business side, right?
Absolutely.
I think that brings up a great point, too. Do you want to work for a company and be the creative director and build your resume to be hired, or do you want to start your own company doing creative direction for businesses, or find, you know, a company that you want to start and grow and sell products or services and be the creative director of that company? Mm-hmm. It could go a few different ways. Mm-hmm. I've done a few different ways too. I think also too, being clear on what path you really want to go on, because that will help drive your decisions too. But regardless of any path that you do choose, I think what Ashley said of being clear on your vision and on your mission and the culture that you want to bring to the table is so important, because I think now more than ever, people are looking for those who have a clear direction within themselves, if you will. And we've talked about this too, creative director of, like, a business and a brand, but also of yourself and of your own life, like, being really clear on what you bring to the table and your point of view and what you're really strong in and the creative visions that you want to bring forth. For me, I made a decision almost, I want to say, like, 8 years ago. I wanted to only work with conscious lifestyle brands, and I had to turn away a lot more business that I could take on, and it sucked at times because, like, I didn't have any money and I had to move back in with my parents and I ate jars of peanut butter for a while. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. But I'm really glad that I did stay on that path, because I was taking the apprenticeships and I was working for small businesses and I got to try a lot of different things and I got my own creative method. It's kind of like this weird, quirky, thing that I bring to the table now, and that I'm still, like, sorting out of, like, how I describe it. But the fact that I have this own style, that for me as a creative director has been one of my best advantages, if you want to say, like, competitive advantage, if you want to go more on the business side, because I cut through. I'm not in competition with anyone else who has creative director on their resume. I'm really being the creative director that I seek to see, mm-hmm. and just owning my own style and how I like to bring brands to life and brand experiences. For me, that always helped me feel really good and confident, and something that I'm even building more confidence in because it's still kind of new. So when people are like, oh, you're a creative director, what the hell is that? You could sometimes, like, get your feelings hurt. Yeah, for you're sure. like, but I'm trying really hard to, like, save the world and do cool things and be in community and, like, all this cool stuff. But I think, again, getting a lot of experience in just, like, your own rhythm and how you create experiences and brands and what kind of brands you want to bring to life. One of my biggest intentions in life in the world is bringing brands to life that give a damn, you know, like, that are socially driven, that are socially responsible. And I think that's why you and I click so much, because we have the same vision. That alone, having that type of passion or whatever you're passionate about, I think will make you a really good creative director, because that passion will help fuel you with dealing with financials and accounting and artists and getting back collateral and curating experiences and not getting a lot of sleep and answering a lot of emails, you know, like something we always touch upon. But knowing your why and why you want to do this and why you feel creative direction is so important, that alone will fuel you. And I think our local community needs more creative directors. And I think it's a really cool opportunity. I was so excited that someone asked.
Well, and too,
who's just in school.
Yeah, you know? Oh, absolutely. Because too, a part of it is no two creative directors are going to be the same. Because all of our experiences are different and all of our passions are different. So if you are creative, let's say you're a journalist and you're creative about sharing inspiring stories about artists in town, you know, that's your niche thing and you go for that. Like, if that's your passion, then go 100% and you will figure it out along the way. And come to events for creatives in town.
1,000%.
The community in Vegas for creatives right now is so strong.
It's so good.
And so supportive. Yeah, it's amazing. So, like, going to art shows or coming to creative mornings or go to a Raw Femme event, you know, come to some of these.
Market in the Alley.
Market in the Alley, yeah.
Shout out, we co-hosted last week.
It was
Market
insane.
In the Alley. Over 1,000 people came.
Yeah.
That
I was so tired.
It was like 3 times bigger than any other one they've had. Which
it was
amazing.
And it was super interactive. And it's fun.
It is fun.
And that's part of, like, the joy of creative direction. It's like, we dreamed up with other creative people. There's 4 or 5 of us. Yeah, 5 of us that all have these different passions. We all have different strengths. We brought those all together. Brought all of our different markets together, got all of our different favorite artists that are doing cool things in an ethical way, and we were like, let's bring all of these experiences together. Yeah.
And I think that is a great example, because there was 2 creative directors already on Ferguson's team and us, so there was really 4 creative directors who have done
all
this type of work.
All bringing their different
everyone brings a different thing to the table. Which is cool.
Yeah. And it creates a completely different brand experience than any one of us could do alone.
Yeah. 1,000%. I wouldn't be able to do that all by myself.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was a big project.
Yeah.
Still recuperating from I got a cold right after it. But it was just so cool. And when you're in it, it's like everything else melts away. You're like, you know what?
This is what it's all for.
This is what it's all for. And, like, people were genuinely thanking us, which was so nice. They were like, thank you so much for doing this. And I'm like, oh, my pleasure. Like,
literally, my pleasure.
Yeah,
love
my
it.
Pleasure. This is, like, I don't want to do anything else. Like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, right now, I'm curating a pop-up shop. And it's really stuff that I want to do. Like, for Vegination, I just had this idea of a pop-up spring clean your house shop
So smart.
What does that mean? I'm not sure, but we're going to spring clean.
Hey, yeah.
We got, and
yeah, make it happen. Minimal market. With their cleaning products and their refill station.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, it's like creative direction is so fun and exciting because you really have like this blank slate and you're like, what would be really cool? And I always think about my own life. Like, what would I love to go to?
Mm-hmm.
What would I love to buy?
Yes.
What would I love to be a part of? And I go from there. So for me, like, I was just cleaning my house before we started the podcast. And I'm, like, cleaning the house, and I'm like, you know what? I would really love to, like, upgrade my cleaning supplies and not have plastic, right? So I'm like, ooh, contact Minimal Market, have them do a refill station, you bring your own jars, and you buy... Also, the soaps is locally made here in Vegas, too.
Oh.
It's from Per Home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I bought some of their... refill stuff. So you guys, Minimal Market.
Cool?
Yes. They have local their refill station. Yeah, refill. Local on local
yeah.
on local. But you can come and fill your own jars full of stuff. I got clay face mask, sugar Ooh. Scrub that Brie from Minimal Market made. Yeah, some house cleaning stuff, which I think is also probably from that same
yeah.
company. It's like a mint something, I don't know, it smells amazing. I want to clean my body with
so
it too.
Good.
Yeah, just, and I'm like, this is the kind of thing you see people seeing a need, fulfilling that, using their passion in a creative way to bring it to the people and bring it to our community.
Exactly. So, spring clean your house, I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
perfect. Refill station. And we did a clothing swap at Ferguson's that went really well, and people want more. Like, oh.
And that had a social mission behind it.
I had a social mission. We raised $100.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We raised $100 for Outspoken Bike Club, and we donated the rest of the clothes to them. And what's really cool, I don't know if I got to tell you this, they were telling me that any clothes that they aren't able to donate to the homeless right now, maybe some stuff that's more for, like, professional interviews or anything like that, they have a local group that they work with that... they'll donate clothes that are good for job interviews, and they'll give them hygiene supplies.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
So cool, yeah.
So like,
an Outspoken Bike Club, for anyone who doesn't know, they work with the local homeless. So they are just a family of what, six?
Six, yeah.
Kids, grandma, mom. They bike around town. They give coffee and food out to the homeless. So the $100 was going toward an industrial coffee machine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to work a lot with the homeless in Santa Cruz. I know homeless people love coffee. It's like water, you know?
Yeah.
So they wanted a nice machine to make a lot of coffee. And so that money is going toward them. And then they took the, leftover clothes from the clothing swap, and they actually bike around downtown and hand clothes out right there, and they swap them, right?
They swap them. Yeah. They swap the clothes, and they'll take the clothes and they wash them, because if people who are living on the corner, unfortunately, if they have too much stuff, the cops will just confiscate everything, and then they don't have anything. So they're trying to fix real problems, and I love them. In a creative way. They're creative directors of their own program. And they're just really badass, too. And they go dumpster diving, and then they reclaim food, and they make all vegan food for the homeless as well. Like, they're just
next level.
They rescue bunnies and humans and like just amazing
so
people.
Cool.
So yeah, so we had a social mission. So we'll have a clothing swap at that pop-up, Minimal Market. Claudia of the Vixen Garden, blog, she's gonna sell grow bags.
Which I've seen those grow bags. They're amazing.
Which is so cool.
Yes.
So literally in this recycled plastic container that is cute, you could start a herb garden and you don't even have to plant in the ground.
So amazing.
And you could do it in a small space.
Which is nice in Vegas, because if stuff gets too hot, you can pick it up and move it.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking of. And that's a good, I'm using it as an example of something fresh on my head, but that's being a creative director. You're like, okay, what would my community like?
Bringing all the pieces together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So being a creative director for a restaurant, I could post about food all day, which is great, but I like the fact that the restaurant has a bigger mission and creates these unique experiences, because that's also what makes it vegetation, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just focused on food. It's looking at the whole community and how can we create cool experiences. And again, make it cool, convenient, simple, affordable to live more consciously.
Yeah. Well, and what's nice is by doing these things at a restaurant too, people make a day of it. Like I know I've done pop-ups there. People will come for lunch. They get to go shopping, like for Mother's Day, which is coming up in May. I know Vegenation is doing a pop-up then. People will bring their mom to lunch and then, hey, let's go pick out some jewelry or some, you know, something. So it's just so cool to see.
And it's good for business.
It is, yeah.
The International Women's Day, I literally got phone calls and messages from our partners. They're like, what the hell happened? I'm like, it was International Women's Day. And they're like, wow. Like, it was like the highest, most biggest sales day at Henderson.
That's so amazing.
On a Thursday afternoon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it's cause-based.
Yeah.
So it's part and of it, my, we were, yeah.
We were giving back to the Cupcake Girls. We raised a couple of $100 for them who help local women who are sex trafficked. We got to support local businesses and help them grow their brands and their make good sales, and we don't charge them for it. All I ask is that they share about the event, which then is word of mouth. So it's like this really cool win-win. And again, when your heart's in the right place, I think those experiences just come together. It's not forced or we're not, right?
Absolutely. I agree.
When you it have does. Your heart in the right place, creative direction is just really fun.
It is really fun.
You do
fun.
Have to answer a lot of emails.
So I want to challenge, too.
Ooh.
Anyone who has had this question for us, come to an event. What's it like? Come to the spring cleaning event. Introduce yourself to Kelly. Come to Creative Mornings. That's a great place to meet other creatives. And really just plug in and introduce yourself to other creatives in town. Here's what I do. Here's what I'm trying to do.
Totally.
And just put it out there, because you will meet other people who want to help you achieve those goals. And especially people who are already in creative fields who maybe have been where you are and they, you know, have some advice to share that maybe Kelly and I didn't touch on today.
And maybe they're looking for an apprentice.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, too, one other thing. I love that. I would start a blog.
Yes.
Or like a podcast, like our friend Brianna here.
Yes.
It's a great way to meet people. It's a great way to sharpen your skills. It's a great way to learn how to curate content, to connect with people. Because creative directors have to talk to a lot of people. Literally, all the communities, like, you're going to have to talk. That's how I started. I was a blogger. I started a blog in 2011, and it made me contact people. But I felt better because I had a reason.
Yes.
And I interviewed over like 60 people, I remember, on my blog, because I just love their life. And I'm like, how the hell are you doing this? And that helped me help understand what a creative director was.
Yes.
So,
and I do that too, just from like a business standpoint. I'm always reaching out to other socially conscious, like, women-owned businesses, and especially now women who have kids, because I'm like, how the hell are you doing this? So it's good, and people like being able to help other people. So it's okay to reach out to people you admire. And you know what? I've reached out to plenty of people who didn't write back, and that's fine.
Yeah, but, same.
You know, that
you
will
keep
happen.
Going.
Yeah, you keep going, and every once in a while, you reach out to someone who does write back, and, you know, some magic happens. So.
Also, pro tip, if someone's coming out with a book, they'll always talk to you.
Oh, didn't know that.
They're my favorite kind of people. That's how I was able to get a lot of bigger names on my blog back in the day, is because they were all coming out with books. So when people are on that book tour vibe, they're like, yes.
Any exposure.
They're like, we don't know who the hell you are, but I'll talk about myself and I'll try to sell a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's my pro tip.
Awesome.
Contact
so
people
good.
Coming out with books.
So good.
All right, cool.
Well,
that
I hope, I hope that was helpful and hopefully gained some.
And message us if you have more questions, or if you want to shadow us for a day or come to an event and just help us.
Absolutely.
You'll learn real quick what a creative director does. You'll see us running around and solving problems on the fly.
Yeah.
And posting and taking video.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. We need more creative directors and ones that really give a damn. Yeah.
Yes.
That was not even scripted or planned. But yeah, ones that really want to do good in the world and do good locally.
We and need we're you. Here for you. So
totally.
Ask us questions. We love it. We
Absolutely.
Love helping our fellow people.
Yes. All right. See you guys on the next episode.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.